Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 26, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning to prepare and now share this message with our readers and podcast listeners all over the world. Today's message is titled, Making Known His Faithfulness. Two scripture texts from Psalm 89, verse 1, and Psalm 145, verse 4.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. One generation will commend your works to another.
In the United States today, we celebrate Memorial Day. Its origin dates back to the period following our Civil War in the 1860s, and was primarily a remembrance of those who died in that war and other previous wars. But it has expanded to be a day when many tend to remember all who have gone before us. Later today, I'll push Brooksine in the wheelchair up the road to Crable Cemetery, where fresh flowers will decorate the graves as loved ones remember and honor their deceased family and friends. Certainly today, we will be remembering those in our own family. Brooksine and I have each seen her parents pass on to their eternal reward over the last 10 years. Last year, Brooksine's sister died. We are reminded of the progression of life and transition to our own generation.
Today, we'll also be remembering those who have impacted us in our journey of faith, who have gone on to be with the Lord. I hope you'll indulge us the time to honor them with a partial list, just using their first names only. Joe, Tracy, Beulah, Karen Joy, Inez, John, Jean, Bill, Earl, Alan Theta, and Stephen, of course, remembers his very first pastor as a Christian, Brother Howard, and so many others. Why don't you take a moment to personally reflect by making a similar list and remembering those people who've touched your life in a very special way?
Yesterday we had a special time in our church service where four generations of the Martin family helped lead us in a couple of children's choruses. Four generations faithfully serving Christ is a very inspirational sight. But the additional blessing of each of these families attending the very same church brought spiritual refreshing as well. It's rare these days that the grandparents in their 80s would have grown up singing the same songs that are taught to our children today, such as Deep and Wide, and He's Got the Whole World in His Hand.
Moses, in his final message prior to his death, hearkens the people to consider the generations long past. A powerful oral history had been maintained about the creation and the origin of their national identity, children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, that was about 3,500 years ago, and I believe his words are still very appropriate for the people of God. We need to remember those who have gone on before us, before and during our lifetime.
The writer of Hebrews speaks of these men and women who have gone on before us as, quote, a great cloud of witnesses, end quote. They indeed witness and testify to the power of faith and of the faithfulness of God. This great cloud is surely comprised of all the biblical greats that are mentioned in Hebrews 11 and others throughout the biblical period.
But I believe it also includes all those throughout the ages of the church who have died in faith. People such as great men and women of church history, like evangelist D.L. Moody and songwriter Fanny Crosby. Today I'm thankful for the impact in our own generation of nationally and perhaps internationally known people like D. James Kennedy, Bill Bright, and Larry Burkett, who have in recent years gone on to their heavenly reward.
Surely also includes the many, many throughout the ages who have lived their lives for Christ in relative obscurity, serving Him faithfully in their work settings, their homes, and churches. They loved their family, sought to raise their children right, worked hard, served as Sunday school teachers, janitors, nursery workers, and the list goes on and on. My life would be so different without the impact of the list of relative unknowns I mentioned earlier by first name. These are the people whom I have really known, and I believe God has ordained that we are to live with those in close community who He has placed in our lives, giving and receiving. Our friend Doris I has a thought-provoking saying on her blog right now. I like it. I quote, "There's no way of belonging to Jesus Christ except by belonging gladly and irrevocably to the glorious ragbag of saints who make up the church."
Well, you have some wonderful folks who have gone before you who have made God's faithfulness to remember today, don't you? If they're now in the great cloud of heavenly witnesses, thank God for them. And let us all continue to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
With our mouths and with our lives, let us make known His faithfulness to all generations.
Let's pray together. Father, we give thanks for the men and women of great valor who have given their lives for our freedoms over the centuries. We also give thanks for those who have impacted our spiritual lives as we seek to live faithfully for You. The biblical saints, the early church fathers, the martyrs of the faith, the evangelists, preachers, and teachers of Your holy word, our family members who have shown us the way, and we thank You for those extraordinary believers who not only live for You, but lived as an example of faith to those of us who were watching and learning along the way. Above all, we thank You for the person of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life to our eternal home in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we have several photos up on the site today that if you care to get a little glimpse of our life the last couple days, you can take a look. We do have a photo of those four generations singing yesterday in our church service. We also have today a couple of songs I recommend, and one especially is a song made popular, I would say, about 20 years ago by Steve Green. And the version I have is a version I found on YouTube of a man, that pastor apparently, that made this for his mom and dad for their 50th anniversary of video. And it's people I don't know, but I was touched watching it, I guess thinking of my mom and dad, who did make it to their 50th. The story is particularly touching because he made the video while his mother was sick with leukemia, and she died 5 days before that 50th anniversary milestone. And yet, the little piece regarding the clip states that he was able to share it with her. Well, thanks again for joining us. Again, our website's dailyencouragement.net. Pictures and video links are on the site today. The message, this Memorial Day message here in the U.S. is dated May 26th. That's a Monday morning. May 26th, we prepared it, 2008. Once again today, with our mouths and with our lives, let us make known His faithfulness to all generations.